from Lachin Jeff or any other sort of modern translations, you know, the initial questions that are asked, it's like I really don't get a sense for where the question is coming from, so I read Buddha's response. It's like they're...
Oh, right.
Just the wording of it.
It's a bit obscure, yeah.
Yeah.
The commentary, Majjhima commentary, says that the bhikkhu who's asking the questions is actually an arahant. He's a teacher of these 60 other bhikkhus who lived with him in the forest, driving meditation. With their teacher's guidance, they had developed various insight knowledges, but could not attain the paths and fruits. Therefore, their teacher brought them to see the Buddha in the hope that he could guide them to the supramundane attainments. The teacher asked the questions, not because he has doubts, but in order to dispel, so that being a foil for the Buddha to give these explanations. That's a commentary. So that... I don't know that other than that. There are a little bit obscure, but it's not, I think that, whether it's just the use of language, but that sense of having to, all these different permutations and really trying to see the nuances of these, because the Buddha, I think is fairly. I think that was a unique application of a principle of classification, like in the Buddha's time, that this kind of looking on experience through the lens of these five khandhas. And many of the monks of the Buddha's time had been wanderers in other traditions, and of course also in just the nature of Indian religious and spiritual seeking. There's a lot of tends to be a lot of philosophical debate and discourse, so that what may the bhikkhu himself wanting some clarification, really exactly trying to pin it down, exactly what the Buddha's meaning. This is just my own speculation. I think in terms of philosophical debate, there isn't another culture that is as kind of varied and nuanced as Indian. You think what of all the other religions, what they're sort of talking about in the world, even up to to the modern time. It's pretty rinky-dink, actually. The Buddha, the first discourse in the long discourses, 60 different kinds of 62 different kinds of speculative view, because that's what they debated, and they held different views, and they staked their claims on religious seeking in these different camps. And they got together in different parks and debated about it. It's something quite unique in that kind of religion and philosophy. I think the we're still in the West. I mean, you think of the statistics for America. I mean, the amount of people that take a literal interpretation of the Bible, and a very, very black and white, limited view in terms of God and the soul and birth and it's very, very limited. I think it's even over 40% or something. Literal interpretation of the Bible. That's a lot of people.
My sense is that around the time of the Greeks and then in early Christianity, there was a great spread of views. You know, that there was much more discussion. You know, there's a long list of the book of Catholics, there's a long list of the old heresies.
They're still pretty limited. So most of it's heresies around the assumption of the nature of God.